Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. We're so glad you joined us. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 23 other languages. And why do we teach from the Bible? Because the Bible has the answers. It is the amazing Word of God. The Bible is like a key. If a door is locked or if a gate is closed, usually you will not be able to enter unless you have a key. If you have the right key, you can go almost anywhere, through any door. It is amazing how such a small piece of metal, made just right, gives you the ability to go almost anywhere. In the same way, the Bible is the key for us. We turn to the Bible, and it unlocks the answers to our questions. And we ask big questions, like, where did I come from? Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going? For these big questions, the Bible has the best answers. We also have many smaller questions. Again, the Bible is key. This is where we go for help with our daily struggles. The principles taught in the Bible are what we need. It's the key to living life like God intended. And He knows because He made us in the first place. As usual, if you want to know about a product, talk to the person who made it. That person will know all about it. In the same way, God knows all about us, and He tells us what we need to know in His Word. You might say His Word is the key to our success. It is our privilege to share this teaching with you and with many others just like you. Thanks again for joining us. We share not only through radio, but also with literature and Bibles. We receive many testimonies of lives that have been changed by the power of the gospel. And we love hearing these testimonies. If this program touches your heart and life, we'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned, and I'll give you our contact information at the end of this program. Now, let's listen to Pastor J. Mark with today's teaching.
Do you have questions about God? Have you been searching for answers, and for some reason you're not able to find those answers? I know many people who have struggled with unanswered questions about God to the point where they began to doubt the truth. Doubt is a tool of our enemy, the devil. He used it successfully when he deceived our first parents in the Garden of Eden. Doubt has tormented men in every age. It is the exact opposite of trust and faith. Doubt destroys not only our inner peace, but also changes our thought patterns and our physical health. To struggle with unanswered questions isn't wrong if those questions are honest. It's no sign of great intelligence to ask unanswerable questions. It is a sign of greater intelligence to find answers to questions. But unanswered questions do not need to nurture doubt, and when they do, it does not mean that you cannot be delivered from that. In John chapter 14 and verses 16 to 26, Jesus provides help for deliverance from doubt. Listen to His words. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither does it know Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas, Not Iscariot, said unto him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us, and not to the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He who loves me not, keeps not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. In our text, Jesus tells us by what means we can be delivered from doubt. Praise God, you do not need to be tormented by doubt because Jesus gives us the means by which we can be delivered from it. The first means of deliverance from doubt is by the abiding presence of the Spirit. Observe with me that the Spirit comes from the Father and that He is going to be present with us forever. He is the Spirit of truth. How we search without finding. But when the Spirit of truth comes and abides with us, then we no longer need to search for the truth because He, the Spirit, ministers the truth to us. That's why He is called the Spirit of truth, and He comes from the Father. Notice that Jesus says He is going to send another Comforter. The Father is going to send another Comforter. The word Comforter has a great meaning in it. It means one who is called alongside, like an advocate or an attorney. In another scripture text, Jesus is called our advocate. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So Jesus is our advocate with the Father, and the Spirit of truth is also our advocate from the Father. Now, of course, this is only true for believers, those who have embraced salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. This is a fact that only believers can claim. The Spirit comes alongside of those who have placed their faith in Jesus, and He is there to be that divine abiding presence. Yes, that's what the text says. He comes to abide. He comes to live or to dwell. He lives with us and in us. He's very real, even though He's not visible. Now, that doesn't need to trouble us because we work daily with elements that we can't see. Here is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, whom we can experience even though we cannot reach out and touch Him or feel Him with our normal sense of touch. So I remind you that the first sure means by which we can be delivered from doubt is through the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. The second means is by the assuring promise of Jesus. This really blesses my heart, friend, because Jesus said, Because I live, you shall live also. Here before His crucifixion, He was already anticipating the resurrection. Jesus knew that the grave would not be able to hold Him, so He reassured the disciples and us with this precious promise that because He lives, we also will live. That should surely help us overcome any doubt. And then I noticed also the very beautiful union that Jesus talked about, a union with us. And not only with us, but also with His Father. He said these words, I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Now, I must tell you very frankly, I don't understand all this, but I'm going to accept by faith what Jesus said. I'm going to believe that He knew what He was talking about. I'm going to claim the promise that Jesus made, that He is in the Father, and I am in Him, and He is in me. And my friend, you can claim that promise too, but only by faith. And then, in addition, Jesus said He is going to manifest Himself to us, not to the world, but to us. And then Judas asked that question, why not the world? Jesus told him, If any man love me, he will keep my words, and then my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. The world does not love Jesus, and so the world cannot receive Him. So we now have the Father, the Son, and the Spirit living with us. Jesus said the Spirit would dwell with us. Then when we walk in His commandments and do those things that He has asked us to do, He and the Father will come also and live inside us, they will be literally at home with us. So this is the second certain means by which you can be delivered from doubt, by the assuring promise of Jesus. And then the final means to be delivered from doubt is by the exciting possibility of learning. Jesus went on to say, "My words aren't mine, but they are the Father's who sent me." This is very clear. The authority of Jesus goes back to God the Father. And then Jesus commented again about the Comforter coming. He said the Father is going to send him. We will be receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now I want you to think very carefully what this means to us. I discovered that the word Spirit in the first part of our Bible, called the Old Testament, is the Hebrew word Ruach. It is first used in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, where the Ruach, Elohim, the Spirit of God, brooded upon the face of the deep in the creation of the world. The New Testament word for Spirit is Pneuma, and both of these words are in essence non-material. That means we cannot feel and touch them. But the gift of the Spirit of God is our exciting possibility. He has a teaching position because Jesus said, "He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you." That's an exciting possibility of learning. The Holy Spirit is actually going to be our teacher. He's going to teach us all the things we ought to know. I want you to notice, however, that Jesus said, "Whatever I have said to you." Some people claim to have such a special relationship with the Holy Spirit that they don't need to give attention to His Word. That's wrong. When Jesus said, "The things I have said to you," He meant the Spirit would teach us by the Word of God. So here then is the third means by which you can be delivered from doubt, by the exciting possibility of learning, and the Holy Spirit will be your teacher. By these means we can be delivered from doubt, by the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, by the assuring promise of Jesus, and by the exciting possibility of learning. Friend, I urge you to use these means which Jesus has given to us and meet your need to be delivered from doubt.
My friend, was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.